Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Illegal drone flight in Yellowstone National Park is serving as a stark reminder of park rules after disrupting a grizzly bear family. Witnesses say a crowd was watching a well-known grizzly bear named Beryl and her two cubs when a small drone began buzzing dangerously low over the animals. Video of the incident shows the mother bear repeatedly trying to herd her cubs away from the descending device. The intrusion sparked immediate outrage from onlookers and ended abruptly when a park ranger stepped in to confront the operator. Officials remind all visitors that flying drones anywhere in Yellowstone is strictly illegal as it poses a significant threat to wildlife and carries some heavy fines. The Yellowstone Park bison that recently went viral for tossing a tourist 8 feet into the air will not be euthanized, according to a report by TMZ. Park officials have confirmed that no management action will be taken against the animal. The bull bison, who was in rut, charged a 65-year-old grandfather at a campground last week, leaving him with multiple broken bones. Officials remind visitors that it's currently mating season and makes every male bison especially aggressive. Everyone strictly urged to maintain a distance of at least 25 yards from the animals at all times. A recent federal oil and gas lease sale in Montana and the Dakotas, generating more than $130 million in revenue. The Bureau of Land Management leased 63 parcels covering over 27,000 acres during its last quarterly sale. The money from lease bids and rentals will be shared between the federal government and the states where the land is located. The sale is notable for being conducted under the new One Big Beautiful Bill Act. That legislation reduced the federal onshore royalty rate to 12.5%, reversing the higher rate set by the Inflation Reduction Act a few years ago. BLM officials say lowering the cost of doing business on public lands will make development more attractive to industry, ultimately spurring new drilling and strengthening domestic energy production. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app. The motor